Antonio's Pizza and Sub, Commonwealth Ave, proudly serving the MSU area since 1995. This is Shauna speaking. Will this be a pickup or delivery? What? Carolers? Broken glass? What? Oh, no, I'm sorry. The police station is 5151? No, we're 1551. We get this a lot, sort of. Sorry for the confusion. Hope everything's okay.
What was that all about?
Honestly, Catherine, I think we're both better off not knowing.
Huh. Order up for McNally. Hey, can you believe Professor Myers?
Well, you're a psych teacher?
Yes, her. You will not believe what she's doing to me.
What's that?
She gave me an 85 on my research essay.
I can't believe it. You got an 85?
It easily could have been a 95. This paper is perfect. It looks like I'm going to get a 3.7 this semester. Unreal.
Unreal, yeah. I'm a 3.2, you know.
Oh, well, I mean, a 3.2 isn't bad.
For me, you mean?
No, that isn't what I mean. Orders up for Barton, Johnson. I mean that you spend a lot of time at work.
Well, I kind of have to, Catherine.
No, I know. I mean, considering that you're either babysitting your brothers or working here, it's amazing that you even have a 3.2.
I guess. I just like to make Dean's List once. It'd make my parents happy, you know?
Parents, whatever. Do it for yourself. Order up for Norton.
Well, they are paying for school and all. Them and the government. I think they've been a little disappointed in my grades so far. And besides, it would set a good example for Tyler. He hasn't been doing so well in high school this year. Not to mention the twins.
Hey, where is Mike? Isn't he on this shift?
He's scheduled to be on this shift, yes.
That kid, I'm gonna kill him. Orders up for Barsukosieki. Did I pronounce that right?
Hey, ladies. Sorry I'm late.
I doubt that somehow.
You're just lucky the boss isn't here, Mike. What are you, 25 minutes late for the fourth day in a row?
Hey, third. I was studying.
Oh, right.
No, really. Coach Tamarkin is going to kill me if I don't get a 2-0 this semester. Could even lose my scholarship.
Whatever will the MSU Boston football team do without their favorite fourth string quarterback?
Third string, thank you very much.
Third? Jeez. Hang in there, Mike. You're going pro any minute now.
Okay. I get it. I'm late. Field day to pick on Mike, har har. Drop it, would you? This is my dream you're mocking. I got it. Antonio's suck.
Good God, give me that. Antonio's Pizza and Sub, Commonwealth Ave, proudly serving the MSU area since 1995. This is Catherine speaking. Will this be pickup or delivery?
Everyone's a critic.
Here, get the Caesar app, no bacon. You know the boss wants us to start using that spiel when we answer the phone.
It's stupid. And why is this place called Antonio's anyway?
I guess Chang's was taken. Mike, I just said no bacon.
Oh, my bad.
Mike, I am technically your supervisor. You've got to stop taking this more seriously. Kath and I can't keep picking up your slack.
Sorry. Hey, you got your notes with you?
Yes, but you can't keep studying at work, Mike. You're distracted enough. Besides, my notes are starting to smell delicious.
Mike! Hey, it's JJ squared. Oh, J squared. Give me 5 or 10. Oh, too slow. Not cool enough. The punishment for insufficient cool is... Tickles!
No! Mike, stop it! Hey, Tyler, so you're watching them? Yeah, lucky me.
T-Bone, what's shaking?
Oh, just picking up the pizzas.
Ah, yes, the Brown family discount?
Mike!
No worries. I probably won't tell.
What's that on the radio?
Turn it up!
Zap! Boom! Zoom!
Guys, turn that down! Tyler! Hey, jerks, turn it down! What is that anyway?
Dunno. The boss likes it. Here are your pizzas, Sir Tyler Brown. The total comes to $0.00. Will that be cash or credit?
Credit.
They're old radio serials. He has a binder full of them in the back. Make us listen to them someday. Oh.
They're kind of fun.
Yeah, fun. Order up for Norton.
Anyway, see you, Mike, Shauna. Yes, he at the house. Dad working late again? Actually, no, he's home. He is? Yeah. So I don't need to go right home? I guess not. No one's going out or needs me to make dinner? Anything? Nope.
Could it be a night off? Say it isn't so.
Whatever. Hey, we're going.
To the stars!
In a spaceship! Whoosh!
Woo-hoo! Your brothers are awesome. Later, JJ. See you, Tyler.
Yep, see ya. I don't know what to do with myself. A night off?
Sucks, huh? Guess you'll just have to make the most of it. Get dinner, see a movie, or something. I'll buy.
Oh, that would be nice. Hey, Catherine, want to see a movie Mike's buying?
As long as it isn't anything with spaceships or swords.
Oh, it most definitely is. Spaceships and swords, if we can manage it. Oh, well.
Gah. Fine, I'll come. Order's up for Smith, Warren.
Great, Sean. What's wrong?
What? Oh, nothing. I'm fine.
You don't look fine.
I don't know, I've just felt tense all day. Like, I don't know, like something is about to happen. Something big.
Damn right. You're gonna hang out with me. And Catherine.
Yeah. Something feels wrong.
You don't always have to be Miss Everything to Everyone. You're allowed to take a night off once a year.
Yeah, I guess I am.
It's gonna be a grand adventure.
I don't want a grand adventure.
Well, you get one anyway. It's final.
Will somebody please turn down that radio?
Lasers, spaceships, swords, blah, blah, blah.
How great. Not only must we see the latest high-budget nerd spectacle, but it's got to be on opening night.
I didn't get to see either of the last two until they came out on DVD, and I've never seen them on opening night.
Are there even other girls here? Am I going to be kidnapped and taken to some dweeb dungeon?
Oh, don't worry. We'll fit right in. Ta-da!
Are those capes?
They're cloaks. They have a hood for your head.
Whatever. What were they doing in your trunk?
I think they're left over from the Ren Fair. Here, put them on.
Oh, God. You actually go to those things?
Well, it's mostly Tyler and the twins. They're into all that gaming stuff. I go occasionally. It's sometimes nice to escape to another world.
We're going to look ridiculous wearing these to the movies.
That's the point. Where's your sense of adventure?
Must have left it at home along with my dignity.
Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Sean. Invite me next time you're going to this Nerdfest.
You're into that stuff, too?
Hey, I may look like a dumb jock, but beneath this burly facade...
You mean facade?
Yeah, that one.
I am Michaelis, level 10 barbarian warrior.
Your alter ego is also a muscle bound moron.
You know, everyone says that you're this class act. Why don't I ever see that?
Maybe you aren't looking close enough.
Is that an invitation?
Oh, gross!
Hey, Shauna. Hey, Shauna!
Earth to Shauna!
Huh?
Are you okay? You look kind of spaced out.
I just had the strangest sensation. Like, I don't know. Like I was being watched.
Watched?
You know what? I'm sort of getting that too.
Ha ha, stop it, guys. You're creeping me out. What are you doing? Let's go.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. What? Where's that coming from?
Chanting. What are they saying?
Come on, guys. Now you're starting to make me imagine stuff. This isn't funny.
Whoa, what?
Guys, what's happened? I don't feel so good. That chanting.
Shauna!
She fell.
Help me get her up.
Sa, Hilawan Lamin.
Oh, God, that voice. So horrible. Mike, what's happening? I can't see straight.
Can't move. It's the noise. It's like it's tearing me apart.
Plano pafai, jik bip fai, jerakip fai, chagrun fai, pa fai.
Fair preshva, di sheren fai, chagrun fai.
Plano pafai, jik ip fai, jerak ip fai. Cha grun fai, pa fai.
Dik sherin fai, krun kru fai.
Chapronfa iai rairo prik. Sufa remo prancha.
What the hell are they saying? Is that Klingon?
Kor Karen Eilen, Lorfa Idren.
Shauna, are you okay?
Turen Fepo, please. Fe Clol Odi. Poren! Can you understand me now?
Well, sure, now that you're not speaking all funny. Who are you? What the hell's going on?
This is some kind of nerd convention, isn't
it? We were just... But now we're... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I understand a little of what you say, and none of what she says. What ails her?
I think she's in shock.
She's casting shock! Take cover!
What?
I said take cover!
Trana, it's okay. It's okay.
What?
Archon, we must flee! I don't know how to defend against shock.
I told you this was a horrible idea. Why do I listen to you?
We were in the parking lot, going to the movies, going to see...
A terrible movie.
That's right. Then we were... There's this chanting, and then we were in some forest. Where are we? It feels like it's 80 degrees out. Hey, the movie was not terrible.
Guess we'll never know now.
80 degrees out of what?
No, it's 80 degrees out. The weather? At least you can understand her now.
So she's not a spellcaster?
Oh, I get it. I'm dreaming.
Shauna, listen. It is going to be okay. Let's just figure out what's going on here.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. I'll just be over here trying to wake up or go back to sleep. Whichever.
Shauna, am I going to have to tickle you?
Mike, this is really not the time.
The tickle monster attacks Shauna for 5 damage.
Ah, Mike!
Shauna counterattacks. Miss! Tickle monster casts a spell. Tickle fury!
No, stop it!
Tickle fury? What manner of spell is this?
They're fighting, Fesmer. This is your fault. Do something.
Mike, get off me! Mike, stop it!
Tickle monster is victorious. Tickle monster gains 15 experience points. Level up. Tickle monster.
How do I fight?
Huh?
I'm sorry. I mean, excuse me. Perhaps I should explain.
That would be great.
Yes, please do. This should be interesting.
You know, Archon, everyone says you are a paragon of wit and grace. Why do I
Let
not...
Let me begin, as he has caused enough trouble already. I am called Archon, daughter of Lorena Lark and Alexa Lark. He is called Fesmer, son of Loroxan Poe and Tristan Onpo.
What are you called? Where do you call home?
My name's Mike, son of Steve and Martha. That's Shauna, the daughter of entirely too many people. And the tall, lanky, elf-like one, she's Catherine.
Hey, I'm not lanky, and he's not funny. Don't encourage him.
No, it's just elf. We'll explain later.
Okay. I guess we call Boston area home.
I can't believe you are taking this seriously.
What else am I supposed to do? We're somehow trapped in this fantasy game, so we might as well play along. Might be... No, I'll be the fighter. I guess you're the thief.
Fantasy game?
You know, like Final Fantasy or Lord of the Rings, Dungeons and Dragons, World of Warcraft, Diablo?
I cannot say that I...
EverQuest? Baldur's Gate? My friends are mostly jocks, and even they play. You still don't understand, do you?
No.
Could someone explain what exactly is going on here?
Fesmer summoned you.
What?
I will called for assistance, but I'm not so certain that I called for you.
Summon? Elves? We were not called here. We fell here against our will.
What?
She's right. One minute we were walking to the movie theater. The next we're here. I didn't answer any summons.
Moving theater? And what is Boston?
In Massachusetts.
In what? Fesmer, they're speaking gibberish again. I know of most of the places within 5 days' journey of Laundie, but I have never heard of this Massachusetts.
Well, that's because it doesn't exist, of course.
Shauna, what are you talking about?
None of this exists. I'm dreaming. This isn't real, and I really regret dressing up in this stupid costume.
Regardless, I still need some help.
Look, we're not going to be much help to you. None of us can cast spells. Where we come from, there is no such thing.
But what of the tickle monster?
I was just joking around.
Even in a magical fantasy world, your jokes aren't funny.
And your personality isn't any better.
I thought... Fesmer, may I see your spellbook?
Here I come.
Fesmer, can you cast this one?
Oh, certainly. Fike Fololdi. Lenth Own.
Whoa.
Okay, this just tops it off. Now Mike has a halo of all things.
Both of you do, too.
Please, can you never do that again?
The spell says that you have no point of origin. If you were real, you'd have a line reaching from your halo toward the place where you were born.
Massachusetts.
Actually, I'm from Ohio.
California.
Fesmer, they're constructs or something. They have no home.
You should talk. You guys are right out of some video game. Fesmer, right? Aren't you in Dragon Quest VIII?
Maybe there is no line because our home doesn't have magic?
But that is impossible!
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on around here. Arcane, right?
Archon.
Okay, can you explain this from the beginning?
Not to be rude, but is anyone else hungry? I always get hungry after casting a big spell, and now I'm famished.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Hey, what's the worst that can happen? Dream food can't make you sick.
I just don't think I can eat.
I could eat for you.
Yeah, sure.
That's the spirit. Lead the way, adventurers.
Right, this way.
And yet, nothing has been answered. Where are we going? Why have you brought us here?
Plenty has been answered. Where is food? Food is this way.
You really are taking to this thing.
Well, why not, right?
That's a brilliant philosophy. Really, Mike. Why didn't I think of that? Why not? At least I know I'm not dreaming. I have intelligent conversations in my dreams.
What if you are dreaming? Does that make me the man of your dreams?
Case in point.
What's that supposed to mean? So that's why we were wearing these cloaks.
Fascinating.
Your turn.
Where do we start?
You said something about food. Where are we going?
Right. We are going to the shop. We have plenty of food there, and Zana might know something about getting you home.
What do you mean, might know something?
I was afraid of this. We cannot get you back home.
What?
We wouldn't know where to begin.
But you can cast magic spells. I saw it.
Yes, and that spell was the precursor to the bad news. Listen, Fesmer cannot pull people out of thin air.
No one can.
Well, someone did.
Fesmer merely cast summon as a call for help. He cannot cause people to suddenly appear here. People move themselves around.
Well, that is complicated, too.
What isn't?
Hunger.
Exactly. Zana can solve the hunger problem rather quickly, and maybe help with this getting you home as well.
Hey, wait a minute. Can't you just magic up some hamburgers? I was counting on some popcorn.
What?
Hamburgers. Food. Any food. Like a banana. Or a protein shake.
Protein shake? What strange names for food.
How about bread?
Oh, sure. We have bread back at the shop.
You don't understand. You cannot just use magic to create something out of thin air. Changing things, that is pretty easy. Changing water to ice is one of the first spells one learns.
Well, that is complicated as well.
Why? I mean, besides the whole casting magic thing.
Well, technically, we're not supposed to be able to cast magic.
Ah, not high enough level. Maybe we could ambush some wandering monsters.
Mike, please, let him finish.
Oh, thanks. Catherine?
Yeah.
I was going to discuss this back at the shop, but I'm part of a group of magic users that are not taught by the university to use magic. We failed the exam.
The exam is the test all people take when they're beginning upper school. They use the exam to see if you have the natural talent necessary to access OD.
Like the dog on Garfield?
Huh?
That's the magic stuff, isn't it?
It is the non-physical force and the natural part of the world. It surrounds us, penetrates us.
It binds the galaxy together.
Here we go. Now I know I'm dreaming.
Problem.
I hear it too. Everyone, quickly, off the path, into the switch.
What?
No time to explain. Get down there.
Take off your cloaks. Put them over your heads.
Great. We can look like five people hiding under long black cloaks.
Not for long.
Fake the Aldi. Come, Warren Zagman.
Everyone, shh.
See? Nothing.
I swear I saw something.
You're daft. This forest is too dense to see more than 20 paces in. We should just burn it all down to honor Lord Orin.
Legion bastard.
Shh. Who's there? Show yourself.
Bah. Let's go. It grows dark. It was probably just a white tail.
You're probably right. I would have liked to have had one of those for dinner. I grow tired of swine for breakfast and lunch and dinner.
What do you expect from peasants? Let's go.
Yeah.
Legion dogs. One day they shall pay for all they have done to us.
What was that?
That was the reason you do not go out into the woods alone.
The Legionnaire. Now, remember your tale.
We're friends from the family from Garrison's... What?
Garrison's Way. It is a town about 2 days south from here.
Argon! Fesmer! I'm glad you made it back.
Who's that?
That is Jareth. He's an elf.
Orin's Legion came again. Third time this week. I was worried about them finding you out in the woods.
They flew by. We were hidden.
3 times in a week, and now during broad daylight. Something is suspicious.
How is Zana?
Oh, she is fine. She did not even stop cooking dinner.
Speaking of, we were just on our way over to there to show our new friends around, and to give them nourishment.
Your new friends? Oh. Were these the ones that answered that certain spell of yours?
I would rather not talk about it until we're back at Zana's, if at all.
I'm Mike.
What?
I got tired of waiting for someone to introduce us. I'm Mike. This is Shauna, and she's Catherine.
Fez, why do I not understand what he is saying? Where do these people call home?
Boston, Massachusetts?
Mike, give him a moment.
Fight for the porn. He should be able to understand you now. Try again.
I can't believe that elves are real. Wait till Tyler hears about this.
He looks a little tall for an elf.
I am not an elf.
You're not?
There are no such things as elves. This is their idea of a joke.
The joke's on us too, then.
Good enough. I am Jareth, task mage of Pruwal Wu Teron Tennedy.
Pruwal Teron Tennedy is a large school.
A place of higher learning?
Of high and mighty learning, maybe.
Ignore him. He is just jealous because he was not accepted into the university.
I think in your language it would be called something like the University of Arcane Arts.
Cool.
Cool?
He means good enough.
Angry stomach.
What?
I mean, still very hungry. Let's continue.
Great idea.
So, explain this to me again.
Okay, you start out with 22 men on the field, 11 for each team. One team starts with an oval-shaped leather ball.
That's the offense?
Yeah, the offense, right. And they're trying to get the ball down the field to the special place called the end zone.
And that is where they score a touch-up?
Down. Touchdown.
Right, a touchdown. So they touch the ball down on the ground to score the points.
Right. Well, no. You need to hold the ball in your hand in the end zone.
You hold the ball with your hands?
Yes.
I thought it was called football.
It is.
Why do you use your hands in football?
Because only Europeans play soccer.
What is soccer?
Jareth understands the situation, I think. If anyone can get you home, it will be him.
I thought you said that Zana would get us home.
No, Fesmer said that. He thinks Zana is all-powerful. I think Fesmer's eyesight is clouded.
Why is that?
She gave him a job when he was in a bad way.
Oh, how bad?
Very bad. He lost his brother and his father to the Legionnaires. Zana became a second mother of sorts and helped get them through it.
I had no idea.
Of course not. We are not real, remember?
I didn't mean anything by that. It's just all very, very strange.
I know what you mean. Fesmer cast summon, you are brought here against your will.
From a galaxy far, far away.
That's not a good sign.
What is not a good sign?
It's Shana. She's quoting Star Wars again.
Star what?
Star Wars is a... Well, it is a sort of theatrical performance. She starts quoting it whenever she's nervous.
Our Khan is making Shana nervous?
Well, she is the grounded one in our group. I guess when your ground is completely changed like this, teleporting or answering a summon or whatever, it would make one nervous.
I see.
I think all three of us are a little bit scared. We have no idea how to get home, or even if we can.
I have a few ideas. Maybe some of the task mages can help.
At the university?
Indeed. That will not work.
Wait, why not?
Because what Fesmer's doing is illegal, of course. How do I explain how you got here? How Fesmer found you? Oh yes, this fellow from Zana's is accessing Odie in an uncontrolled manner, but that is perfectly fine. No danger there at all. He would be killed.
But I don't understand.
There are two ways to cast magic, as you say. The trained, controlled, measured way, the way taught through university, and then...
Go on.
Then there is the way Orin's Legion casts it, in an uncontrolled, dangerous, reckless way, the same way Fesmer does, I think.
You mean that there is a right way and a wrong way to cast magic?
Just like eating. You can eat or you can talk. Both use your mouth, but doing both at the same time could kill you.
Try telling that to Mike. So casting magic is like eating.
Not very epic, is it? It is the way they explain it to first-year students.
You don't eat the football.
But you said it was pig skin, right?
Well, that's what it's called.
Well, you get plenty of ham from a well-fed pig.
You have pigs here?
Of course. Most good meals have some pig in it.
Some pork?
What is a pork?
A pig.
A pork is a pig?
Well, I guess so.
Pork is what kind of pig?
No, we use pork the same way as saying pig, but without saying pig, because no one wants to say they're having pig for dinner.
Well, do not tell that to Zana.
Why not?
She's very proud of her pig pie.
You can't be serious.
I am as serious as could be.
So these people in Orin's Legion...
The Legionnaires.
Right, so they sweep into town looking for something?
It could be anything.
And when they find it, they steal it and take it to this Orin guy?
He's not a guy, exactly.
So the point is, they steal it for what?
It is not known for certain what he uses components for.
We think he uses them for his rituals, which create undying.
His what? Undying? Are they legionnaires too?
No. Orin's legion are just people. People who have a twisted way of doing things, who think that by dealing with Orin they can come out ahead. But no one comes out ahead in the end, except for Orin. You see, he is trying to take over Laundi, and if he cannot do that, he will be satisfied with destroying it with his army.
Undead, huh?
Yes.
Cute. This isn't like that elf joke, is it?
No, it is not. No joke at all.
Good. I got enough kidding around with the other two to last a lifetime.
No one knows exactly how the Undying are made, or if they do, who they are, not telling.
I'm guessing there's no truthiness spell?
Wish that there were.
Or maybe there is, but you just don't know about it?
It is very unusual for new spells to remain unknown for long, at least not spells from regular people.
Well, what about Orin?
He is not a person, he's a monster.
Well, anyone who would do what he's doing would need to be a monster.
No, literally. He's a Cantalamus. He's sometimes called the Eater of Souls.
He's a vampire?
Is that what you call them in Boston?
When they're in the movies, yeah, but they aren't real.
This one is. Orin is the very first Calentanos. Several hundred years...
We're nearly back to town. Are we heading straight to Zana's?
What? Oh.
Yes, I am starving.
Me too.
There's a shock.
He can cast shock.
We need to hurry back to town. We need to hurry back to town.
What's going on, Archon?
I feel a new energy drop.
What?
That is the thing that the Legionnaires look for. A bit of Odi energy drops into something, and the first non-living thing the energy touches becomes a component.
A component?
The thing the Legionnaires collect or steal to give to Orin.
Interesting. How does...
There's no time! We need to go now! I can feel it pulling from... one moment.
She can feel it?
She is attuned. I still don't know why University would not take
it. I think it is near Zana's.
Zana's? We must hurry!
Archon, do you hear that?
I do, we must hurry.
There's the shot.
What is that lady holding?
That's not a lady, that is Zana.
And she's holding dinner?
So good to see you, Tiltorn. Why are you inside?
Zana, you need to get back inside. There was a legionnaire looking for a component and...
Look out!
Zana!
I have not heard, but what is the component?
I do not know.
It's the plate.
Huh? Oh, I think you are right.
Look out, he's coming back.
Not if I can help it. If I claw the... And then where?
Fesma, he dodged your spell.
I'll get the plate.
Jonah, look out.
Mike, no!
Oh,
my God.
How is it possible?
Fai-Claudi, Santuro.
Don't you ever come near my friends again. You hear me? You stupid son of a...
Mike, he's stunned. Enough.
I'm okay.
You're okay?
I'm okay.
Is everyone okay?
Is anyone hurt?
Everyone appears fine.
I am fine. But the dinner is ruined.
Mike, I cannot believe what I just saw.
I got a bit carried away. That's
I've never seen anyone run that fast and knock over someone like that in my life.
Really?
Spectacular. You saved the component, neutralized the Legionnaire, and we have another hovercraft for the university to study.
And you saved me too, I guess.
I did. I'm a hero. Who's the MVP? It's Mike. Booyah!
Mike, the third-string quarterback, first-string hero.
I think we need to clean up.
Well, someone's there to meet us. Look at the side of my shop. It is almost wrecked by the Legionnaire's flying machine.
Well, it hovers more than it actually flies.
Interesting discussion. Please make more food.
Here, here.
I need to take this one to university. I will take care of him.
Want some help?
I suppose you could carry the plate.
Fine by me.
Sorry about the mess, Sana. We'll be back in a little while to help clean up. Save some pig pie for me, Fesmer?
No promises.
Fesmer!
Oh, fine. I promise I will save some.
Vesmer, come on. Lend a hand back in the kitchen.
Coming, Shishwa.
Hey, can I help?
Certainly. You may stuff the pig hoofs.
Stuff them into what?
This really is a mess.
Oh, we will pick it up after supper.
No, not the hover thingy. Everything.
Well, you certainly helped Zana just now. She owes you a favor. But she would have helped out either way. That is just the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something, please, Shana.
Yeah?
How did you know the plate was the component?
Lucky guess.
I do not believe you.
I don't know.
That is fine. I have a feeling about you. I have a question.
Yes?
Have you always been the capable one in your family?
Maybe, but right now I don't feel capable at all. I want to go home, and I can't. It's probably in ruins without me. The twins are going to need to go to bed soon, and Ma can't ever get them to brush their teeth.
Well, I am glad that you are here. You identified the component just in time. You knew what it was, and that directed Mike's attention, and he knocked over the hovercraft. To disable a Legionnaire so quickly, it is, well, unheard of.
Well, that's great for you, I guess. I just want to get home.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
I'm sorry, but I don't think you can, Archon. Every day, I'm either playing a second mom to my four younger brothers, or playing mediator to my parents, or peacemaker to Mike and Catherine, who would probably kill each other without me around, or trying to balance school and work with everything else, doing my best just to pass my gen eds while Catherine complains about having a 3.7 GPA. If I never get back home, what will any of that mean? It's all going to fall apart without me there to hold it together. And maybe I'll fall apart too. I know the things I've done and the roles I've played, but I don't know who I am, Archon. I've never had time to find out.
Here's what I have learned today. You are Shauna, daughter of Jennifer and Seamus. You are attuned to components, somehow. You are a great friend of Mike and Catherine.
I guess.
And you are someone I hope to get to know better.
I think I'd like that. Archon?
Yes, Shauna.
Thank you for putting up with me.
You are most welcome. Come, let us prepare the table. I suspect that we have a long day ahead of us.